U.S.-backed forces fighting the Islamic State entered Raqqa yesterday from the Syrian city's southern border. ISIS continues to lose ground in Syria and Iraq, but in other parts of the world, the group is gaining. And that includes Southeast Asia, where ISIS is waging a deadly insurgency in the Philippines. CNN's senior international correspondent Ivan Watson is following this story. He joins us on Skype. And Ivan, start with the fighting in the city of Marawi. What's happening there?
This has been incredible that a group of insurgents, an umbrella group of some longstanding Philippines insurgent groups, united and mounted a really audacious operation and succeeded in capturing much of the city of Marawi at the end of May. And then what's even more remarkable is that they essentially went toe-to-toe with the Philippines armed forces, effectively fighting the national military to a standstill. And you've got more than 340,000 civilians who've had to flee their homes. And the army has taken scores of casualties.
These extremist groups have been operating in the area for decades, since the 1970s. But these fighters have been described as ISIS-affiliated. What does that mean, and what kind of connections or relationships do they have with the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria?
What's remarkable here is that this coalition of different insurgent groups, they've really united for the very first time under the black banner of ISIS. They began pledging allegiance to ISIS in 2014, and the groups and the numbers of fighters have grown since then. After capturing Marawi, they engaged in apparent executions of prisoners, dressing them in orange and then shooting them dead, and of course filming this. Mm. So aping many of the strategies of ISIS that we've seen in the Middle East. And one of their goals has been to capture territory and formally declare it a province of the so-called Islamic Caliphate, but in Southeast Asia, not in the Middle East.
Right. So they're trying to establish a caliphate of their own right there in the Philippines.
Or attach it, rather, to the broader caliphate. So this is part of a global ideology to establish this very austere form of Islam and Sharia law around the world.
Well, Ivan, you spoke to a man who used to be a member of one of the Philippines' most notorious jihadi groups, and he told you that these fighters have had decades to establish sophisticated international smuggling networks. You agreed not to reveal his identity, but here is what he told you.
They can easily transport firearms and money very easily.
Between which countries?
Malaysia and the Philippines, through the southern back door.
Through the southern back door, what does that mean? And what role does geography play in all this?
Well, the Philippines is an island nation, and it neighbors other island nations, Malaysia and Indonesia. There are effectively an archipelago of islands there, and that's where insurgent groups, in particular, this man is a reformed member of perhaps the most notorious Philippines Islamist insurgent group, Abu Sayyaf. They have, in Abu Sayyaf's case, for decades operated among these islands, kidnapping, taking people hostage from islands in different countries, bringing them back to their island strongholds. And as this former insurgent explained to me, they've received ransoms on boats, essentially illegally, with boats smuggling in boatloads of cash to them in exchange for their prisoners. So as he explained it to me, the international links are there. They have existed for years and years. And it's only just recently that the three main nations here, Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines, have agreed to embark on trilateral anti-terror and anti-piracy joint naval patrols and on intelligence sharing. But they have a lot of catch-up to do. Mm. The insurgents have been doing this for years.
Well, how is the government responding? Of course, we know the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, has been spending all this time leading a brutal crackdown against the drug trade. Is he responding as strongly against the ISIS threat?
Duterte is the first president from the Philippines, from the southern island of Mindanao, where the crisis with this ISIS in the Philippines movement is taking place. He has spent the last year in office, his first year in office, describing illegal narcotics as an existential threat to the country and embarking on a very controversial policy that has involved the shooting deaths of hundreds, if not thousands, of suspected drug users and traffickers. But somehow, he and his government and armed forces and intelligence agency missed the ticking jihadi time bomb that was growing on his home island, essentially in his backyard. Now, since ISIS took over this entire city of Marawi, he very quickly imposed martial law on the island of Mindanao. He also authorized the military to carry out daily airstrikes against insurgent targets in the city of Marawi, which has caused a great deal of damage there. What's been striking is that his rhetoric has not been as harsh against the insurgents as it has been in the past against narcotics traffickers and users. He has been talking about the need for peace with the Muslim minority that lives on Mindanao and seems to be walking a finer diplomatic line when it comes to dealing with the insurgents and with the broader kind of deeper entrenched grievances that this Muslim minority have had on this island going back decades.
Huh, that is fascinating. Well, look, what does this say to you about the reach of the Islamic State, the fact that ISIS has emerged in Southeast Asia, even as it's lost ground in places like Iraq and Syria?
This is not a problem that's going away. We've seen the impact of ISIS-inspired attacks in the U.S., in Europe, and now, for the first time, we've seen an entire city taken over, albeit for a short period of time, all the way over in Southeast Asia. It proves that this ideology and the violence that comes with it can take root very far away from its place of origin.
Hmm. CNN's Ivan Watson, who has been reporting on the ISIS insurgency in the Philippines. Ivan, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, Peter.